Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the battle for the Republic, the battle for Western civilization, the battle for liberty on a planetary scale. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got 2 hours left. Stuart Nelson, who I've known for more than 10 years, he helped us build a memorial church there in Waco for all those that died. And I met him before that when we helped build a veteran who since died, Joe Campana. The city was trying to use social workers to steal his $500,000 piece of property. And the World War II vet, atomic war vet, they were harassing him. We had to stand in front of the bulldozers and with Mike Hansen and stop that from happening. And he got some of the plat maps because he stayed in touch with some of the folks in Waco. And we found out Trans-Texas Corridor, NAFTA Superhighway, one of them goes right over Mount Carmel where the Davidians, where that massacre took place, and right over the little memorial church. Nothing little about it. It seats 300 plus comfortably. I wanted to build a little chapel that turned into something big when the volunteers got control of it. He's going to be in studio in 30 minutes. We're going to shoot video of these maps and these documents, and then we're going to put a presentation together for you in the next week that will be up on the web at prisonplanet.tv. I mean, these are internal plats. These are the internal maps for the NAFTA Superhighway Trans-Texas Corridor. And by the way, since they discovered that Stuart got these 6 months ago, they have now will not release these to anybody. They've tried to go back. Others have tried to go back and get copies of these. And, I mean, these are big. These are big work maps. These are the actual maps for the NAFTA Superhighway. And this was all because some of the Davidians that still live out there, Charlie Pace and others, were trying to just get maps of the property and going downtown there in Waco, working on different, things with property taxes. And then they said, oh, don't worry. We're just taking your property soon. There's going to be the NAFTA Superhighway going through it. And they gave them the maps. I mean, that's what a small world this is. Just like 3 weeks ago, I got mailed the North American Union, NAU, official cataloging system where I'm supposed to sign on my employees and then no longer have a federal or state ID. It's now an NAU or North American ID. Or my dad showed up this morning to the office. We've got a family ranch and farm out in East Texas with hundreds of questions saying by law we've got to answer it, saying we've got to sign on to a contract waiving all our rights, and most farmers and ranchers are signing it. Just waiving all rights because it's basically a probation form. You just sign yourself, just like this report I've got over here where they say, hey, we're going to breathalyze all students now. It's the law. And then you read later, there is no law. They just order you to sign a form. See, I mean, it's just the government has gone criminal. It's gone rogue. The only thing holding it back is there's still good cops, there's still good teachers, there's still good firemen and women, there are still good people in government. I'm not saying you're all criminals, but the system, the people that run it and set up how it's implemented and administered are criminal. And they say, well, no, we're not criminal. Might makes right. We're in positions of power, so we rule over you. What do you think on the eve of the New Hampshire primaries? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think about Ron Paul being censored and blowing up in Fox News' face? He's going to be on for two segments on Jay Leno tonight. What do you think about everything that's happening, everything that's developing, everything that's unfolding? You know, last time he met Tom Cruise and some other movie stars backstage, and Ron Paul didn't even know who they were, but he was a little nervous on Jay Leno. He's such a humble guy. Ron needs to get fired up and focused, as I know he can do, like when he's calm here. And he needs to get on that show tonight and kick butt and tell folks, vote for me. I've been censored. You know, I'm the man for the job. He's too humble. Humble stuff, it attracts people, but at the same time, I think it's time for some fire breathing by Ron Paul, our champions. By the way, we have his good personal friend and Barry Goldwater, Senator Goldwater's son, who was a congressman in his own right, coming up in the next hour as well. We'll take some of your phone calls before Stuart Nelson's in studio with us at 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.com and RonPaulWarRoom.com are the websites.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress for the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Double agent Gadon threatens Bush in neocon stunt. Now I want to make clear, we're not even bashing Israel here. A lot of folks want to say Israel is the source of all evil, the fount of all wickedness. Not only is that a disservice to Jewish Americans and Jews around the world, but it's a disservice to those of us that really want to fight evil. Evil is in all humans. Evil is in all of us, including myself. Every day I have to fight to not do bad things and not do wrong things. I just do it instinctively. I instinctively am more aggressive. I instinctively, you know, say bad things, hear horrible things come out of my mouth. I instinctively want to win, and I have to always remember to be a moral person. So when I get up here and talk about Israel being corrupt and wicked, it is true. It is run by absolute murderers and criminals. But so is our government, so is the German government, so is the Russian government, so is the Japanese government. It's the nature of power. So we do ourselves a disservice it's corruption everywhere. We've got to stop that. And it's always been a disservice by one group saying they're good and the other group saying they're bad. That said, Israel has been caught attacking the USS Liberty to blame it on their political enemies. That's now been declassified, and the NSA communiques have been released, and the Israeli pilots have admitted it publicly, and it's done. Debate over. Israel attacked the ship to try to blame it on Egypt. And our government was involved and ordered the planes to stand down and tried to, you know, hold back while Israel sunk it. Period. So that's what happened in 1967. Israel's been caught in 2002, setting up fake al-Qaeda groups and staging bombings. Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, UPI, AP, Reuters, AFP. And Israel does this stuff continually. Now, with this Adam Gadon, I don't know who's handling Adam Gadon. I don't know if it's Mossad, CIA. They're basically indistinguishable from each other. But governments do this, and they do it all the time. Double Agent Gadon threatens Bush in neocon stunt. Jewish Zionist who once called Muslims bloodthirsty terrorists helps Giuliani flagging numbers before New Hampshire primary. Adam Perlman, the Jewish Mossad agent who once wrote stinging essays condemning Muslims as bloodthirsty terrorists, has once again popped up as an al-Qaeda spokesman to boost the neocons' imperial agenda by threatening George Bush on the eve of his trip to the Middle East. In a new videotape, Perlman, now calling himself Adam Gadon, states that occupied territories are awaiting their first visit by the crusader Bush, and the Mujahideen are waiting for him, reports ABC News. According to the tape, Gadon promises to welcome Bush with bombs and traps. I mean, most of those countries are run by globalist puppet nations that run torture squads, absolute suppression. The people just want to be left alone and want rock and roll music. Doesn't matter. The American people can't find them on a map and just stumble around calling for police state that'll be used on them. Gadon's appearance is also perfectly timed to boost the flagging poll numbers of Giuliani and other establishment Republican candidates who invoke the imagery threat of terror for political point scoring before the New Hampshire primary tomorrow. But who is the mysterious Adam Gadon? The FBI lists Gadon's aliases as Abu Saib al-Amerikai, Abu Saib Yayan Majinin Adams, Adam Perlman, and Yahya. Adam Perlman is his real name, and his grandfather is none other than the late Carl K. Perlman, a prominent jurist, Jewish urologist in Orange County. Carl was also a member of the board of directors of the Anti-Defamation League, which was caught spying on Americans for Israel in 1993. Israel's Mossad intelligence agency was caught in 2002, creating a phony al-Qaeda group to justify attacks on Palestinians. Perlman has a knack of releasing his tapes at the most politically opportune time for Bush, having first burst onto the scene shortly before the 2004 presidential election, and then again right after Katrina, when President Bush's approval rating was tanking fast. Even more mainstream publications, like the Los Angeles Times City Beat, have dismissed Perlman before as nothing more than cartoonish propaganda. Perlman had a hippie upbringing and brief but intense flirtation with death metal before a sudden transformation. Once referred to Muslims as bloodthirsty barbaric terrorists, Perlman was a hardcore Jewish Zionist who wrote essays and screeds bashing the Muslim faith. He even got into fights at mosques and beat up Muslim worshipers. Oh, but he magically pops up in these Hollywood-produced al-Qaeda tapes at key times. I mean, can you put two and two together here? Perlman, the hardcore Jewish Zionist, we have to say Jewish Zionist because, you know, two-thirds of Zionists are Christian Zionists, who trashed Muslims and beat them up, grows a beard, and suddenly becomes al-Qaeda spokesman. Nothing suspicious here. Move along. Perlman's personal history and the highly suspicious nature in which he suddenly professed his conversion to Islam in a single internet posting and later appeared on the scene as a spokesman for al-Qaeda. Like if al-Qaeda was real, they'd have some former, you know, ADL, you know, grandpa suddenly as their head. I mean, this is so ridiculous. After all, the ingredients needed to draw the conclusion that Perlman is working as a double agent, most likely for Mossad. And it goes on with page after page of evidence. So that is up right now on PrisonPlanet.com. A few more plugs here that I hope you'll listen to. We want to make RonPaulWarRoom.com gigantic. It's been up since last Thursday. It's already number 40,000 on Alexa ratings. That's big. That's as big as InfoWars.net in just a few days. Thank you for spreading the word about RonPaulWarRoom.com. It is an uncensored place where you can talk about the New World Order, the police state, the different parties in the New World Order. This is a no-holds-bar area where you can attack me, Ron Paul, where you can praise Ron Paul, where you can post news articles, videos, blogs. It is an incredible source for us. Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, the whole Slick Eisen, the whole crew, Dykes. It is a whole, plethora, a cornucopia. It is a war room. It is a command base. It's a place to have a think tank and to war game all this stuff out. We have about 1,000 people that have signed up to be contributors to it. We have hundreds of people posting in there at any one time. Please continue to post in RonPaulWarRoom.com. We're going to be expanding the functions and the features in the next days and weeks to come. So, again, RonPaulWarRoom.com. Also, they haven't updated it since last Friday because they have to combine the PayPal plus the chip-in count, but I know it's well over $30,000 raised by Friday. It says $26,000 on there. We'll find out later today how much the Ron Paul Air Corps has raised. Trevor Lyman, who runs the RonPaulBlimp.com, called me up. I had him on yesterday. He told me he just plans to combine the efforts of their Air Force into ours and just send everybody our way because Ted's already got the planes and the banners. They got aircraft up over New Hampshire yesterday. The video of that should be up. I IM'd it to Paul and them about an hour ago. It just went up. And how do we get more people to donate? You don't have to give a dime. You can just email out the great video Aaron Dykes put up Saturday. Ted overnighted us the video. We put it together of the helicopter towing a huge banner over Iowa. Now we have video of the Cessna pulling the huge Ron Paul banner over New Hampshire. It'll be there today and tomorrow. And then it's going to go down to South Carolina and other areas. I mean, we're not playing games. We've got enough money now for the flights in New Hampshire and some flights in South Carolina. But after that, we're out of money. I've given 1,000 smackers to this. So it is up to you. Ted, I know, has given about $5,000 to it. That's not even counting the money you've given that's up there on the site. So continue to give. We've got a third banner coming. More flights we're trying to book, but we need the money to do that. So go donate at RonPaulAirCorps.com or just link through it. RonPaulWarRoom.com or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.net or PrisonPlanet.tv or WhatIsTheEndGame.com or LooseChangeTheFinalCut.com or ArnoldExposed.com or MartialLaw911.info. Why do we have so many sites? Well, because years ago we'd get hack attacks. And every time we get a bona fide hack attack, we create a new website. I will tell you that has really discouraged the hackers. In fact, and I don't mean the good hackers. Most hackers are actually good patriot type people. You know, they're free thinkers, obviously, but the government types, because they know that we have a rule. You attack us, there's a new website. And there was an attack a few weeks ago again. That's why there's going to be more. I'm sorry. There's now going to be more and more webmasters over each one. And as you continue to attack, there will be more. That's just how we operate. Every time you punch us, we just get stronger. Kind of like the superheroes they have in most superhero genres where, you know, you attack them and they just get stronger. Generally, I think it's the bad guys you do that to. It's usually the character in the comic books. But the point is I'm trying to use that as a pop culture analogy. And also with different webmasters with their different ideas, their different angles, their different flair over each site. And they're all going to user content driven. InfoWars within a month will be blog, and then that's set and that's done. Prison Planet within 3 months will be. Right now we're just vetting and testing everything out on truthnews.us and RonPaulWarRoom.com. In the next month, we're going to add to all those, vet out different software packages we're using on those two sites, see what you like. We're going to put a link up asking what you recommend, what programs you recommend, what you like, what advice you've got for us. We need your help. We're trying to create an open intelligence source, an open area where you can come and pool resources, ideas, info, virally spread info, and fight the new world order. Because the alternative is mass depression, national draft, total war, police state, forced inoculations, the government controlling your car, controlling your cell phone, controlling your thermostats. By the way, they've announced all that. They want a remote control. I told you this 10 years ago. I had congressmen on about it. Now it's mainstream news. They want to remote control your cable, your cell phone, your computer, your radio. They want to remote control your thermostats, your power system by law. It's all happening right now, by the way. All the stuff we told you about is now happening. Cameras on every home, then in every home. Google listening to everything you do. Face scanning cameras from the time you walk outside your house, chronicling everything you do. Chronicling how much you put in your trash can, watching every move you make. Illegal aliens, though, exempt from all these laws just by selective enforcement. Just absolute wall-to-wall insanity. We're going to talk to Steve, Ray, Solomon, Judy, Brian, and others when we get back. Then we got this North American Union Trans-Texas Corridor exclusive news as well. Barry Goldwater, Jr. Absolutely power-packed. Stay with us.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, let's go to Steve in Arizona. Steve, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, first time caller. I've been listening to shortwave for 12 years.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. I've been thinking about all these voting and cheating, you know, even with Marcos. And it came to me the other night. The people, when they become visible themselves in their support, not signs or advertisement, when the people wear their support, it stands out. And you got a lot of people that, if they see people wearing these buttons like they used to have years ago, They say, hey, everybody's voting for this guy. He must be good. They're dumb, you know?
Yeah, that's the whole point of wearing a Ron Paul button, is that it stirs up conversation. It makes people pay attention to you, and that's why we got blimps, aircraft, the biggest crowds everywhere. Only, I mean, literally 90% of the signs I've seen around the country, from California to Dallas, to Austin, to New York, are Ron Paul signs. And so if he doesn't win, it's going to get pretty obvious, isn't it?
Well, you know, the buttons is more important than anything else. I've talked to a lot of truck drivers. I have for years. I got a CB base station, and I'm known all over the damn country. But I keep telling these guys about New World Order, you know, and Give Your Website, Power Hour, all the people. I've got 100 different organizations that I've wrote down and made hundreds of copies for county workers, everybody. But these buttons, I think if everybody was to wear them, and, you know, that would be a lot of people, the others would probably follow suit. Because, you see, when the people came out after Marcos had been rigging those elections, they went out in the streets. And he sent the military out. And that commander, I remember, he said, what are we doing? This crazy little man has us going out after our own people. And that's when he gave word back to Marcos, you better get out of Dodge. Well, and then he come here, you know. But,
well, that's right. Everybody who's evil does. And that's the sad part, is the establishment has seen that. So they've slowly trained the police to be attack dogs, to like the bad guys, to like to work for the bad guys. They dress them in black uniforms and Darth Vader hats, knowing that'll affect their psychology. They try to brainwash them, but that's not working. You look at the polls. They've polled national policing organizations. They support Paul. The military supports Paul. It's not working. All their propaganda hadn't worked.
On the local level here in this county, I know the top people, and for everybody that does a lot of talking like I do or like you do to a big audience, there's thousands out there that they're scared. They know what's wrong, but they're afraid to open their mouth.
Well, you know, I understand why people are scared. It's very dangerous. It's very serious, but it's more dangerous to not stand up. Thank you for the call, Steve. Ray in California. You're on the air, Ray. You got the floor. Go ahead.
Hi, Jones.
Hi.
Hi. First-time caller. I appreciate everything you do.
Welcome, sir.
I wanted to... you know, I agree with about 99.9999% of what you say.
You don't have to preface it. You disagree with something. Go ahead.
Well, you know, you're against marijuana. I'm a 215 patient in California, and I believe it's medicine. It's you know, I think FDA, right? They classified it as a drug.
Well, you're taking out of context what I'm saying. I am for total drug legalization and decriminalization. The states have voted for that, and the feds have said no, showing that we're not in a free society, and the Tenth Amendment has gone down the toilet. But at the same time, I don't think the drug culture is cool. I don't think pot smoking is cool. I don't think drinking is cool. And so, yes, I know it's great for glaucoma. I know it's great for nausea. The best drug they found so people can hold food down when they're under chemotherapy. I understand it's a magical drug, THC, especially when it's tied in with the natural oils that the body needs for absorption. It's best in the plant form. George Washington smoked marijuana, you know, and it was in the medicine books back then for hundreds of different things. I understand all that, and I know they banned it because it was challenging the cotton producers and the oil producers who wanted to control the new types of clothing made out of petrochemicals. So I understand all of that. It's just I'm talking about the culture of drugs. I want young people to know it's not cool. And most
right.
people I know that are potheads, it saps their force. It saps their energy. It turns them into potatoes that sit there watching television.
Right. Now, have you seen AboveTheInfluence.com? Have you seen any ads for that website?
I mean,
no. It's total propaganda. They put their advertisement in like Nintendo magazines and stuff like that, and they're just.
But studies show those advertisements actually increase drug use. I appreciate your call. We can talk about marijuana some other day. I'm out of time now, but very interesting point. Look, I've smoked pot before, and it made me feel like I just wanted to sit there and giggle on a couch. I mean, I couldn't wait to not be high, as they call it. I mean, I don't like it. I like having my brain. I like having all the neurons firing. That's all I'm saying. I don't like it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
All right, coming up, we're going to get into the government to remote control your thermostats, the government to track all the guns you buy by serial numbers, the government to put cameras in all your neighborhoods, face scanning the time you leave your home, what you do, who visits you, everything to be stored in databases. Basically, just like the Internet's tracked, the real world is being tracked. All Pentagon designed. Now it's finally in the mainstream news. They're rolling it all out. Real criminals, laws, the government violates any of those they wish. It's all about controlling you, the cattle. And then we have Solomon, Julie, Brian, Rich, Rick, Robert, many others. We're going to get your calls as well. Barry Goldwater Jr. isn't on to the last 30 minutes of the broadcast with us. We'll have plenty of time coming up in the next hour, in those 30 minutes, to take your phone calls and, of course, also get into some of that police state news today. For the next 20 minutes or so, Stuart Nelson, I've known for, I guess, more than 10 years, is a guest in studio with us. And Stuart happened to come across, because some of the folks in Waco discovered it, not just the maps that the Texas Department of Transportation put out, calling it the Trans-Texas Corridor or the Napa Superhighway, but the actual plots, the actual more detailed maps. Now, since they got these 6 months ago, and Stewart's been trying to get folks to report on it, and nobody's had the time to do it, so he brought them to me, and here we are, day one, getting it out to you, because this is important information. Now, we have the mainstream media at the same time in CNN. We have the Boston Globe. We have the L.A. Times all in the last month saying this doesn't even exist. Now, they say on record there is no Trans-Texas Corridor. They say that doesn't even exist. Now, Perry says it's part of the Napa Superhighway system. It doesn't matter. They just say it doesn't exist. They say the maps don't exist. They say we're lying. Doesn't matter if we got all these from the Texas Department of Transportation and the Federal Department of Transportation. But Stewart has maps that they won't release anymore. So to tell us how he got them and then basically what it covers and how it also runs the I-35 Napa Superhighway right over, I mean physically over the Branch Davidian Memorial Church that was built for the dead Davidians and the victims, as well as the police. There's a memorial chapel, and magically it takes a turn, specially so it can run right over that marker. It's kind of like a wounded knee there, and they want that to be forgotten and have the Trans-Texas Corridor right over the top of it. So joining us is Stewart Nelson, who helped as one of the volunteer coordinators with George Pulliam and others build that memorial church. Stewart, good to have you here, my friend.
It's good to be here. I appreciate you covering this. I want to give a shout-out also to all those people that showed up from all over the country to help rebuild that church. Alex, Mike Hansen, George Pulliam put out a call. I guess, Alex, you were on KJFK. Yeah, KJFK at the time, and you kind of got run off the air for promoting that. So, but volunteers came from all over the country to and actually out of the country. To rebuild that church. We worked on it hard for 7 months. The guy that lives there now found out about these maps. McClendon County is the county in Waco that Waco is in.
That's the same county that banned protesting anywhere in the county because George Bush's ranch is in the county.
Right, yeah. Right. And we were able to go down to McClendon County, pick up the actual certified maps that now they won't release anymore.
Because they don't exist.
That's right. It's fantasy. So even though it says on here TTC route.
Just hold that up and show the camera. We're going to show close-ups on this. We actually put it out on the web and at prisonplanet.tv. But over there on the side, it says Trans-Texas Corridor Disclosure. And you know, there it is for everybody. Right there.
Right.
Doesn't exist, though.
Doesn't exist, no.
In fact, you don't exist. You're probably a phantom.
I am. Another interesting possibility is a bunch of the family that owns property around the Branch Davidian Survivors Memorial Church there is the Perry family. We don't know yet.
Also, the Belos have their ranch out there.
Right, right.
Belo Broadcasting.
Right. So, well, they stand. We don't know for sure if it's any relation to the current sitting governor. But
and by the way, they've said that they don't care. They're going to take property from whoever they want for this highway.
That's right. That's right. So, the southbound lane of the Trans-Texas Corridor rolling through Waco rolls literally right over the top of the church. And for all of you that were out there, that your hearts broke like mine did when I saw that church on fire.
By the way, they would also say that they didn't shoot incendiary rounds at the church, and then we even dug up the actual grenade CS gas incendiary rounds, the type that you're not supposed to use in buildings because they burn. That's how it puts the gas out. We actually dug those up.
After they cleaned it up.
After they came in and scraped off a 4 or 5 feet. Then when we poured the concrete for the foundation of the church, all the big cement trucks were coming out, and they were all telling us, oh, yeah, we went out to the landfill and we poured concrete on top of the wreckage so archaeologists couldn't even dig it up and show what had happened. I mean, and by the way, Oklahoma City, the same company came out and tore down the building, blew it up, and then took it and mixed concrete in with it at a landfill.
Right. And so now they're going to
covering
just,
up the crime scene.
Right. Now they're just going to pave over it. I don't know if they'll have a little, you know, thoughtful memorial there at the side of the Trans-Texas Corridor. You know, it's just it's mind-blowing that they're just going to pave over this. But they did it in New York City, too.
Yeah.
Taking body parts, paving roads with it.
And that was in the Associated Press. Now, you've actually got a smaller zoom-in on that. Now, that's a map of a whole section of Waco. And on the detailed map, there's that little pond or little lake there on the property. It's only about 75, 100 feet from the church. They have the map here. It shows the middle of the southbound lane runs exactly over the church.
Right over the top of it.
Just exactly, not beside, not near. I mean, the road runs exactly over the church.
Right.
In fact, point that out. Hold it up for people out there in TV land and show them.
Wow. This is the actual property right here. This is the Trans-Texas Corridor coming through. I took a Sharpie and kind of highlighted a little bit so that you can see.
But they have their own lines there.
Right. And it literally rolls southbound lane right over the top of the church.
Show people where the church is with your finger.
Church is right in the middle right here.
I shouldn't laugh. It's just so sick.
Yeah. It's just mind-blowing. I do have some good news concerning the survivors. All the survivors that were in prison are now out.
Oh, and by the way, the federal judge, Walter E. Smith, when he had the trial, the Davidians were found not guilty of murder on all charges. Then he said, I'm using federal sentencing. You're guilty of using firearms in the commission of a murder. How are you found guilty of using firearms in the commission of a murder when you're found not guilty of murder? The Supreme Court said, let them go. And last time I heard, 5 years after the Supreme Court said, let them go, they still hadn't. But I guess they had to.
Right. And I talked to Clive Doyle last night. Gave him a call, talked to him, and he said the last guy to be released was Livingston Fagan, who is from England. He's deported. They were able to go visit him in prison. They were able to go visit him in the halfway house. They were able to communicate with him. But once they were released on early release, they were forbidden from having any contact with any of the former church members. And I'm not a Branch Davidian, but we know those people were not doing anything harming.
Yeah, the official story was 99% fraud. We had the BATF videos where they're unloading the tapes saying we're going to get great publicity and funding off this. They knew Koresh went off the property every day. They knew he worked at a auto repair shop a few miles away. Right when you turn off the main highway, they could have picked him up any time. They didn't. They wanted to go attack a bunch of, quote, kooks to get funding.
Right, and we've said over and over and over and over again, we'll never forget Waco. Never forget Waco. Never forget Waco. Well, right now, they're planning on paving over the whole thing.
And let's tell folks how this started. This is a multifaceted story. I first met you, Stuart, if memory serves, back in, 1998? They were going to bulldoze, or was it 97? They were going to bulldoze Joe Campana, World War II vet's house. They were openly bragging neighbors how they were going to steal the property. It was in a gentrifying area off over there in the Hyde Park area of Austin, where now houses go for $2 million apiece. You know, 10, 12 years ago, they were going for, half a mil apiece. He had a couple acres there, and they wanted it. And so they came and condemned his house, and he was an eccentric vet, been in the atomic veteran as well, from Bikini and a bunch of other places. And he never bragged about it. We saw all his medals and got into all his stuff and actually read his stuff. So we said, well, we'll try to fix this house. And the cops came and said, we're going to arrest you. It's condemned. And then we said, okay, well, let us get permits. They said, no permits. We're taking the property. So then we just said, go ahead and arrest us. In a city record, 14 days, fully furnished, built a brand new house. He got to use it for about 5 years and died.
Right.
But to make a long story short, then Mike Hansen really had the idea. We were out there doing a story at Waco, and we had, I think, Extra was with us. And, interviewing Clive Will, and Mike said, we ought to just build, instead of that little museum they've got that's one room, maybe a little bit bigger chapel so they can have a memorial for a few dozen people. And I said, okay. And then George Pulliam got involved and turned into this gigantic thing. Tell them what we ended up building, the late George Pulliam.
Oh, my goodness. George Pulliam's an architect, engineer, and he drew the plans in for an actual church, not just some little storage building. I mean, this place is big. It's beautiful. And everything was totally volunteer. People showed up They honored the Saturday Sabbath, so we had to show up on Sunday to do our work.
And it took like, eight, nine months.
Yeah, yeah. 7 months.
Eight months of Sundays and Wednesdays or whatever to build. It's out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And it's built out of hardy board, so the feds can't burn it down again. But I guess if they can't burn it down, they're just going to run over it with a highway. Yeah.
We also took a fireproofing treatment, and George and I, and fireproofed all the plywood and studs and everything.
I remember going under it and spraying it.
Yeah, to protect it from any future firebombing. And
by the way, there have been people out there trying to burn stuff down. There have been people that they had a bus out there that they burned, people shooting at them. There have been all kinds of stuff over the years out there.
And still, even recently, they've had people drive by, I don't know, local rednecks or whatever, shooting, and they've got bullet holes in the front of the church now. And people driving by yelling, burn, baby, burn. I mean, just crazy, just lunatic stuff. The survivors that were in prison are now out, and so that's a good thing, even though it was a...
And of course, the Davidians, the few that still live out there, are so quiet, they won't even complain. Can you imagine if that was a black church or a synagogue or something?
I mean, oh, gosh.
And it got shot up. Of course, it's usually the ADL doing it. So, but, I mean, to actually see that happen.
Right. And I'm just...
Or ADL affiliated groups, I should say.
And the Davidian survivors that I've gotten to know, I'm amazed at the forgiveness that they have. I think I'd be reacting somewhat differently.
Well, the bigger story here is that they are going to bulldoze the church. It does exist. This is the big Napa Superhighway right here.
That's it.
I mean, people in the media always focus on the I-35 Super Corridor because that's one of the 83 and the first they plan to build. Most of it's existing infrastructure and roads. They're grabbing, tolling, using to fund roads in Mexico and building more of this infrastructure, which they're going to control and is internationalized. But this is it. It says Trans-Napa Highway. It says TTC, Trans-Texas Corridor, and this just isn't the little maps they put out. This is the real deal, and it shows it all, Stuart. Tell us about that. Let's talk about that.
Well, we've got, there's no questioning, and absolutely this is the official TTC map that, of course, the TTC doesn't exist, but they've, I tell you, for me, it also brought up a lot of questions about why those people, I mean, it just brings up more questions why they actually went after the Davidians and now they're going to pave over it and just, you know what I mean? I mean, it's just more.
Well, it's
more
out there just a few miles from that secret Air Force base. By secret, it's high security where they fly in the president and before that flew in all, you know, these weird operations. A lot of evidence of government drugs being shipped in there.
Right. Clinton was out there.
Yeah, Clinton was always out there doing weird stuff before he was even president and then after. And then you've got just the Belos next door, and you've got who own Belo Broadcasting.
Yeah, right. So I guess potentially they stand to, you know, fill their pockets pretty
well. Yeah, this goes over Belo property, too.
Well, I'm sure they'll compensate them. But, anybody else that just has a couple acres, we got to stop this. This has got to be spoken out about. We need.
But it doesn't exist, Stuart.
Okay. Well, we've got the official maps, so they can't. They
doesn't
can deny.
Exist. Does, it's not real.
Okay. Well, we're gonna continue to speak out in our psychological.
But see how they do that? So we always have to address that it exists instead of having a debate about do we want this. The debate's always does it exist?
Right. But then
while they build it,
the Texas legislature put a moratorium on the Trans-Texas Corridor,
and then Perry just said, "I don't care, I'm doing it."
Right? He vetoed it. Right?
But that doesn't exist either.
But that doesn't exist either. It's a confusing world we live in.
And election fraud doesn't exist either.
No. And
nothing exists except what they say exists.
And Ron Paul's a communist.
Mm-hmm.
The list goes on and on.
Well, the good news is we are awake to this. So Charlie Pace dug these out.
Charles Pace, he lives on the property, dug them out. He's a wife, daughter, two boys. And
Bell, really nice fella. So all this happened. He's the caretaker out there now. And you've since tried to go back and get more, and they say there's no such thing, doesn't exist.
Right, they act very spooky, very weird. No, we don't have those. And they, start rubbing their hands together and get all nervous. And no, we don't have those. No, we don't have those. And, well, what are you talking about? We just got three copies.
Well, it's like when we got the map where they're going to turn Mopac into a toll road 3 years ago. And they said, that's a conspiracy. We're not. And then now they announce they're doing it. I mean, they deny it right till the bulldozers come in, right till they add the toll booths.
Right, right. Well, I don't know what else we can do other than, you know, just, well, we're going to continue to, you know, speak out about it. So we're not going to shut up ever. And
well, the establishment's really got it out for those Davidians.
I don't understand that. What? There's got it. Well, there's a little history back there, too, on that actual property. There were actual local Indians that lived on that property, and they were murdered and butchered.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
And there's a natural spring there. That's what that lake's a part of, and they poured concrete all over the top of that after they murdered all the people there. And so there's a long history. That ground's got a lot of blood in it.
There will be blood.
Yeah, and so it's absolutely crazy. And for all of you that were part of, you know, that came and joined in on the effort to rebuild that church, you know, that might make you want to...
Remember in the middle of the summer, it was like 105 degrees. We're out there with pickaxes digging those, was it 36 holes?
Oh, gosh,
How many of those big, you know, pylons we put in?
Right, right, those big piers, yeah. And it was brutal.
And then you dig up, like, toy dolls of babies.
Right.
With bullet holes in them and stuff. I mean, it was incredible. Pieces of bone in there.
And after the government cleaned all that up with bulldozers and all that, we found, just big number 10 coffee cans full. I mean, we could just fill up a number 10 coffee can full of shells and casings and old hand grenades. And all, remember all that stuff that we saw? They had a bunch of it up in the front little store. They had a little memorial.
Stay there, Stuart. Let's talk about what you'd like to see happen and how we can... How do you fight something they keep denying exists as they build it? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphemesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Final segment with Stuart Nelson. We really appreciate him joining us. I promise I'm going to go directly to your call, Solomon, Judy, Brian, Rick, Robert, and others. Then I got some police state news to cover. Then we're going to have Barry Goldwater Jr. on the show scheduled. We'll talk more about Ron Paul, the big New Hampshire situation coming up tomorrow. Me and Stuart were just talking about the illegal aliens during the break and how they're all above the law, but then citizens are all scum. And, yeah, I've noticed this. Yeah, the bus companies, nonstop, they don't even search them. They don't check papers. The government has just legalized everybody. It is a total by fiat joke. And this is all part of the North American Union. It's all happening, Stuart.
Yes, I actually took a bus trip over the Christmas holidays to Dallas. Got on the bus, rode to Dallas. They made two stops. And everything, wherever they stopped. One was in Hewitt, Texas. The other one was in southwest Dallas off of Westmoreland and West Davis. Used to be a high black area. There are no more blacks there anymore. All the stores are written in Spanish. Furniture stores, convenience stores, liquor stores, tire shops. Everything's in Spanish. Everyone in that area is now Mexican. And so I'm riding on the bus, and I'm the only white guy on the bus, and they refused to speak English to me on the bus, and it was crazy.
See, that's the deal, is they're super nationalistic, the illegals. They openly say this is their country. It's way more than 30 million. Half the people under the age of 14 are Hispanic, and the point is it's a total shift of the country, and the media wants to cover that up, and they've got all these movies coming out about poor immigrants and how sad they are. The economy's going bankrupted. People say they work for low prices. Yeah, but on average, they're on triple the welfare of anybody else because they're smart and they're getting it. And it's just over for the country. Meanwhile, they're going to run a highway over the Davidians property.
All right, I've got another friend that travels selling janitorial products, and he travels to New Braunfels, San Marcos, Central Texas area, and he said he's witnessed these buses pulling up at these bus stops, and it's just totally unloaded, just illegals, illegals, illegals. And when I loaded on my gear to get to Dallas, they didn't search. They didn't look at anything. I could have put anything on there. No,
security is all about the fat cow Americans, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter, who pay the taxes, who are sucked off of. I mean, cops are all over the news saying, we're told not to stop illegals, we're told not to arrest them, we're told not to care if they don't have insurance. They're above the law. I mean, they don't have to have IDs right to get bank accounts, and we are literal scum, and we are scum. We put up with it. We put up with anything. We think we're free.
Right.
And my God, when the Depression hits, it's just going to be, it's just going to be, you wait till these illegals riot on cue and burn everything down.
That's going to be a zoo.
That's what they're going to do when we fight back against the New World Order. They're going to activate them.
Well, I'd like to also remind the listeners that you've got several videos about the Waco murders and that are terrific, and that was the single event that woke me up the most. And Waco, Wake Up or Waco, you've got several of them, and I know that I know they've got plans to pave over this thing. We've got the actual maps, and we need to review and remember and never forget Waco.
Well, sure, we're going to put this out. People who are in Texas need to contact McClendon County. They need to contact the legislature. They need to contact the national media and send them a copy of this video that will be up on Google and places and say, does this not exist? Are you just going to say, as they run bulldozers over it, that the bulldozers don't exist? You know, this is a military tactic they're using. And, you know, regardless, we built that memorial church. We're going to fight for it politically. We're going to expose what's happening. And it certainly gave the government a black eye to do that. And
And remind people that, Alex, you were the one that put the call out to...
Yeah. I don't care about credit. It doesn't matter.
Well, still, you put the call out. George Pulliam, an engineer and architect, showed up. He drew the plans. He did the engineering on it.
And he
it.
Died of an infection from surgery a few years ago.
Yeah, he was battling cancer. And left a widow behind, and a bunch of volunteers showed up over there to put a roof on for.
We put the call out there, but I was unable to attend that.
Right.
You helped do that, Stuart. Stuart Nelson, good to have you here with us, my friend.
Great.
Thanks for spending time with us, my friend. We'll be right back. We'll go directly to your calls, and then I'm going to get into some police state news and Barry Goldwater Jr. But there you go. Not just the Trans-Texas Napa Superhighway, because it's the same. I mean, this is one of the Trans-Texas arteries that actually is part of the Napa Superhighway 83 highway grid. But then it's over Mount Carmel and Branch Davidians.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.